Using data already at hand, the study looked at more than 1,000 governments across the state and ranked them based on 23 financial indicators, including cash on hand, operating deficits, and demographics. It found that 8 counties, 3 cities, and 13 towns showed a pattern of deficits and too little cash to pay bills. DiNapoli says the system is designed to identify financial problems before they reach crisis levels.
I'm hoping that it will elevate the discussion in a much more thoughtful and focused way, both in terms of the local communities, local officials, local citizens, and taxpayers being aware of what's going on and seeking support wherever they might be able to get it, including support from our office.
The Albany County town of Colony ranked as one of the most fiscally stressed municipalities in the state. No surprise to Supervisor Paula Mahan, who already has a 10-year recovery plan in place.
For us, it means that we will continue to move on a positive path to get to the point where the state controller would like the funds to be. But when you start from zero and you have to keep everything running and pay off deficits and all of that, it takes time.
Monroe County ranked as the most fiscally stressed local government in the state. Ramapo was second. The Rockland County Town Fathers were outraged. Officials would not go on tape but did release a statement criticizing the finding. Quote, "The report is based on incomplete, unaudited, and misleading information provided by a now-suspended finance department employee facing disciplinary charges for attempting to falsify town records of her paramour and lying under oath. In an apparent attempt to embarrass the town, she failed to disclose to the comptroller over $3.5 million in anticipated revenue. Her conduct was discovered too late to correct the comptroller's report." DiNapoli's office has not yet responded to a request for comment. The Ramapo letter adds, "The Office of the Comptroller has indicated it will review and revise its determination of fiscal distress when the certified audit is completed." The comptroller wants financially stressed communities to avail themselves of an array of services from his office, including budget reviews and multi-year financial planning. Paula Mahan urges other municipalities to look to Colony as a model.
Communities that are in that category of distress that are moving in a negative direction to try to help them before they get any worse. And I think we could write the book on this report because we've been living it and things that we have been doing have been moving us in a positive direction.
The report included only municipalities whose fiscal year ended December 31st. It lists Albany and Saratoga counties as under moderate stress, while Rensselaer County is susceptible to stress. 18 communities are listed as being under review by DiNapoli, including the city of Poughkeepsie and the counties of Rockland, Ulster, Suffolk, and Nassau. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.